Go.
You intro, Chris.
Okay. Hey guys, it's Chris, and this is episode 9 of Shut Up and Listen. It's just me, Chris's friend, and Noah here. So
And Godzilla.
Okay, how do you kick people out of a call? No, but I got my mic covered in a sock.
She keeps sucking.
Why does Godzilla look so happy?
Either he just completely destroyed a city, or she's sucking after he nutted. See?
I'm trying to look for something to compare that to.
Nothing compares to fucking Godzilla's O-face.
I have two temporary tattoos that I'm planning on wearing sometime. I don't know when I'm going to use these.
Dude, you got to get one on your forehead.
I have
flower
ones.
Save it for prom.
These
get it done
ones.
On your neck.
And then I have this one of Jesus, I think. No, not Jesus.
It's an angel.
Girl. It's an
Jesus
angel.
Or a fairy.
The wheel.
And it says angel. Okay, it just... Okay, so I've got these two right there. So we'll use those.
And you should get the angel one on your lower back. Get a tramp stamp.
The angel one came with this.
Shh.
Like, what? So, I mean, I'm going to start using this now. Actually, hold on. I'm going to go put it on my door real quick since I'm recording.
Do it on your front door. It's actually a really good idea, not a bad idea, actually. If you position it right... Oh, God, Noah, why?
Okay, mission successful.
Why?
What? Yeah!
God, no, okay. So
tonight, it's okay, Godzilla.
Tonight I went to a carnival for East. Not my school, but another school. And, because my school doesn't do stuff like that.
You said weast.
But, east, I thought you said east. But, yeah, so it was kind of cool. There's this, thing. It was originally supposed to be a water balloon toss, but they moved everything inside because it was raining this morning. But it was all nice and stuff out when they did the carnivals. But everything was inside, so they changed it to, like, a tennis ball tossing contest.
Which That's stupid.
Yeah, I know. But, it was still fun. And it all started out, because I was going to be partners with Jacob, but he already had told Jazz where he was going to be partners with him. So they were partners, so I was looking for someone, and then I saw Bailey, my old neighbor. He needed a partner, so I'm like, hey, Bailey, let's do this. So we did, and we started off the toss, and it was all good. And then for out of all the juniors, me and Bailey won, so which was pretty, Joe, your ice cream's really loud. But out of all the juniors, we won. Okay, stop. And then they quit that, but then a little bit later, they're like, okay, all the finalists come up, and then we went up there, and then we won the whole thing, won first place, and made me feel really happy about myself, but the funny thing was, like, everyone was like, yeah, wait, he doesn't go here, yeah, I won a trophy for the class of 2015.
You won their trophy.
Yeah, I won their trophy for them, which is alright, it was fun, but
Did you get to keep it?
No, it was just a trophy for their class. I didn't care. And I thought it was going to be like a gift card or something cool. Like, here, go to Outback. But, go to Lone Star. And
I couldn't remember the name of the place, but yeah, I was like...
That's because only losers eat at Lone Star.
Yeah, Lone Star is a really lame restaurant.
We're quoting a video that doesn't even exist.
Yeah, it was in a video. You'll see later. You'll see later what that means. But, what was I gonna say about it? Well, basically, what would happen like through the ball toss game is since it's not much of a challenge because it's tennis ball. After you got like as far back as we could really go, you'd have to like the person who was gonna catch it, they had to turn around and then they'd be like 3, 2, 1, throw, and then the person would have to turn around and catch it kind of thing. So they did that, and then it was like person catches have to put their hand behind their back and catch it like that, and it was really neat.
Loser gets hepatitis.
Yeah. Well, it's a public school.
That shit ain't tight. Yes.
But, yeah. So, I had a pretty lively night.
I sat inside.
Wow.
How's your job going?
Thank you for bringing that up, Joe. It's like, I don't like the job while I'm doing it, but it is a good job. I get paid really well. The people there are nice and stuff. I worked 7 hours last Friday, 6 hours Saturday, and 6 hours Sunday, and then tomorrow night I'm going to probably work 7 hours, and then Saturday night I have prom I'm going to help out with, and then 6 hours Sunday night. I get paid tomorrow, though, which is good.
Dude, put the temporary tat on your cheek for prom.
Which one?
Both of them. One on each cheek.
Chris, you should get that angel one and put it on the middle of your chest and just recreate the kratata vines.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
If you don't do that, with the guns that you own in your house, you keep one of them next to your bed.
Yeah, this one. Kratata. I got, where's the other one at? Hold up. Keep them in my drawer. You never know.
We're gonna have an airsoft.
Like a thief breaking into your house in the middle of night.
I know.
You bought an airsoft.
I planned that. This is airsoft, by the way. You can't see. I painted the cab. But what I did. I planned out freshman year. I was like, what if someone were just like break into my house when I'm here? You know. And I planned out, and I'd like run out, and I'd be like, just like
what
screaming
if
at him.
What
if he pulled out a real gun? Then I don't know.
I'd shoot
him with plastic BBs. But you know, I'm just like run out there like ah.
Shoot him in the eye.
Yeah, well, we don't have anything. I'd be like, hey man, stop!
This isn't a gun dick measuring contest.
I don't know, and yours has an orange cap, it looks like a toy.
Dude, this thing weighs a fuck ton, though. God damn, if it's broken, you wouldn't even have to use it as a fucking... You could just use it as a blunt object pistol whip the fuck out of that guy to death.
Oh, I'm gonna explain a little bit of my job, because I never really... Like, in the vlog I did the other day, I didn't really go into it. My job, it's really stressful. Like, you'd think just washing dishes is just in like a chill job where all you do is just wash dishes and stuff. But when it comes down to it, you know, there's a lot of stress going on in there because, you know, I've got so many dishes. Like, when I arrive, there are all the dishes from lunchtime. You know, so when I get there, there's already a whole bunch of dishes. And I start washing dishes and it's all fine and dandy. And then I got this bucket. Because I've been having to hand wash dishes. The dishwasher's been broken.
God forbid you do your job.
But there's this bucket. It's the they call it the chum bucket, and it's basically my forehead's been itching. I don't know why. So if you notice me itching it, but
I'm sorry, but
this is so utterly fucking repulsing.
I'm sorry, but freaking Noah's lag is so much better when you don't hear him laugh, but you see how late his response is. Like you said that, and like you count when you watch this back, just count down to like 4 or 5, and then just watch Noah.
Okay.
I have a hammer.
Okay, well, I have a,
I don't have guns.
I have a nah, I gotta flick on my nickel. But, the other day, it was senior day, like, senior day, like, so the seniors dressed up as senior citizens.
Didn't they graduate today?
And, no, tomorrow, they don't graduate, it's their last day. They come back for graduation later, but tomorrow's their last day. But they had senior citizen day the other day, and, a couple of my senior friends was walking, and I'm like, here, I'll hold the door for you guys. And they're, like, walking, they had, like, walkers and canes and stuff. And
hey, you're like, silly!
Oh boy, here's a nickel. He bought me a nickel, and I was like, you had that prepared. Good on you. You win senior day. But, so, like, the chum bucket is this bucket full of, like, warm water, and then, like, if there's a plate with still sauce on it and stuff, and, like, food stuck to it, I have to stick it in there, and then I have to, like, wipe it off in the water and get all the Thai food, by the way. Thai food. This isn't, like, throw a cheeseburger away. Yeah, get some pasta. No, it's Thai food. And then...
What qualifies as Thai food?
Really nasty dish.
Food for formal dinners.
Yeah. Thai food, like Thai cuisine.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, neckties.
I don't know what the fuck that consists of!
It's just, like, Chinese food. It's similar to that.
And, that's not the Chinese!
No, it's not, but it's around the same kind. So then I gotta clean that off, and then I do the dishes, and then over there in the drying rack, which is about the size of my desk, I can't show you, but it's not that big. So the drying area, you know, I've already got all these plates, and then there's these special plates that Chintana, my owner, she's, not my owner, the owner. you work for me now.
But, does she water you and feed you?
Yeah. So I got this drying area, and she's like, oh, no, I'll take care of those, leave those there. So I'm like, okay, so then the other half of the dishes, I'm trying to look around, I'm like, where do I put these, and then I'm asking people, like, hey, where do you put these, and they just freaking go off, and they're like, oh, yeah, I'll be right back. They go to the parking lot and shoot themselves, and then like, I don't know where they go, and then, so I'm like, and then while all this is happening, they're like, more dishes, and they're like pouring in your, like, carts, and I'm just like, oh, my goodness, and then... Just because it closes doesn't mean I get to go home. I have to stay there for a couple hours after just finishing up the dishes. And then there's those people, I hate you if you come into the restaurant like 10 minutes before they close. And they're like, hey, what's this place? Thai food, eh? Yeah. And then they come in here and then they...
Order right before closing.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, finally, dishes are done. And they're like, more dishes! And then They come in here, and I hate that. There's a group of, like, Asian people, maybe Thai, I don't know. They come walk in, and then there's this one white guy, which is, like, stereotypical, like, you know, like, white guy came in. He's like, hey, can I get a Budweiser? Just kind of like, hey. He's like, yeah, he's got cargo shorts, polos on, kind of like a young dad. You know, his loafers.
Can I get a Budweiser?
Can I get a, yeah, a Budweiser, eh? And then he just, like, gets his Budweiser and...
What is it, a fancy hotel?
Yeah, it's a brutally expensive restaurant. Like, there's, like, most of the stuff's, like, $15, $20.
She's got a banging butt, but why is her face so ugly?
And, yeah, so... That's my job, and it is nice because she's always, like, the owner makes me food for free. Which is good.
I still can't get over his, like, oh, he has baby face. He old enough to work.
Okay, so I'm not racist, but I am going, like, the accent. It puts you in the place of, like, you know, kind of puts you in this mindset of what I deal with. And I come walking in the first time, and then, you know, this was Wednesday before I had the job. I was just talking to him and stuff, because my friend got me a job there. He was putting a word for me. And I was walking through the kitchen, then I met the owner, Chintana, and then she was like, oh, he has baby face, is he legal to work? And I was like, yeah, I'm 16. And then the first night I was working, wait, no, it was the second night, because it was a Saturday, and there was, like, a prom going on, you know, so it wasn't at the restaurant, but the banquet hall and stuff, they use our dishwashing room, too, so there's all these guys over there. You know, like, some of them couldn't speak English, you know, some of them just, they spoke Spanish, and there's other guys that could speak English, but they're just like, I'd be like, hey, are you guys using this? He'd be like, and they'd, like, walk away. I'd be like, well, okay. But I'm sitting there doing dishes, and this, like, douchebag walks in with a suit on, and he's like, hey, we got child labor going on back here. Hey, boy, how old are you? And I'm like, 16. He's like, yeah, when I was 16, I blah, 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 and he's talking stupid. I don't remember what he said. I just remember saying, oh, when I was 16, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, well, shush. And, so, yeah, I get a lot
of that. Dude, you had the opportunity to, like, give so many quips. You should have been all like, aw, that's a nice suit. Did your mommy get it for you?
Or he was like, hey, you look like you're 5. I'm like, I mean, I look 5, but this dick's 29 or something like that. Like,
nanometers!
Okay, stomp on my parade. I thought that was really good.
What are you, 5? Yeah, 5 even just deep in your mom.
God, it's like 2-inch dick, 10-inch confidence. but, yeah, so, and then, and some of the other workers, like, I came out, like, the other night, I was done, and then...
I'm sorry, but that's, like, the saying, like, it's not the size that matters, it's the motion in the ocean. That's like going in the ocean with a rowboat. You're destined to fail.
Yeah, fucking Titanic's gonna get you there quicker than a fucking rowboat.
But I came walking out the other night, and then a couple of the workers there were some other people, some family friends or whatever, they were, like, sitting there. I'm like, oh, there he is. Oh, come here. He's so cute. Oh, my God. I don't think, hi.
And like, she pinched your fucking cheeks, I swear.
God, and they're all like, oh, he's so little. I'm like, I'm bigger than all of you. You're, like, 3 feet tall. Little women. And you're like, oh, he's so small. I'm bigger than all of you. But it's
what you on the Shire?
Because, like, I'm used to having the normal haircut, which makes me look, you know, like, probably, like, right now, I look 8, like 10. So, you know.
The difference of 2 years.
Yeah, it helps.
You look like you're ready for picture day.
Really?
Yeah, we just need to get you a little gay bow tie. Yeah, gay. Get one of those bolo ties.
Yeah, but,
just go grab the Batman mask.
I don't know where that is, actually.
How dare you?
We do the rest of the show. Joe is Spider-Man, Chris is Batman, me is Godzilla.
I don't think you guys are ready for that. Yeah, so, you know, I hope this job pays off and stuff. Everything.
It does!
Pays off my ex-wife!
A little alimony!
Yeah, I'm gonna make a character that has an ex-wife. You know, like, someday... Alright, so this is my, wait, hold on just a second. You guys talk about yourself, okay? I've sent an important message. I'm sorry. But... Okay, you guys are doing a great job.
Our lives aren't interesting enough to talk.
Okay, it's okay.
This little black girl at the market
today. Okay,
said
I'm gonna talk. So, I was thinking about, like, things I'm gonna do, like, if I'm ever rich, because, you know, I'm gonna be a fun rich person. And one thing, I looked into buying private islands. Now, like, I looked some around the Bahamas and stuff, kind of off the coast of Grenada, and some are tropical. Like, I want, like, clear water and white sand, and I'm gonna want the island to have, like, a lot of trees and be secluded and stuff, just in case anything goes down in the U.S., I can, you know, zip and get out of here. And Yeah, so, I was thinking about that, and I just have a nice house for it, but then I was like, I also kind of want to get some mech suits. Now, if you don't know what a mech suit is, I'll pull up a picture so I can just show the...
Has a mech suit saved on his phone?
No, I can just look one up real quick. But, like, those mech suits, they're only $1 million. I mean, I know only, but you'd think it'd be more.
Yeah, if you were, like, Bill Gates rich, that would be... That's, like, chump change.
It's like buying your kid a remote-controlled car for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. Who the fuck... What kind of parent buys their kid a remote-controlled car for Christmas?
Unless my mom, up until a couple years ago. My nephew just kept asking for them.
Unless it's, like, super decked-out, death-raised, you know, can fly and give you a blowjob. You don't get your kid a remote-controlled car for Christmas.
I don't know. Remote-controlled cars are pretty cool.
If he's a younger kid, I understand that, but... It better make it cool. Don't go to, like, fucking,
okay, this is
Walmart.
This is the mech suit. Now, it's really tall. I think it's, like, 10, 15 feet tall. It's, like, the size of, like, what you think the Hulk would be, probably.
Hey, it's the Rhino.
Only, like, 9 feet tall.
Okay, shush. It's a little bit bigger than that. But, yeah, and, it's really cool, and it's $1 million, and it's kind of like it shoots airsoft, pretty much. I think that's what it's made to do, you know. You'd win an airsoft war in that, but,
Can you imagine going to a normal fucking airsoft tournament? You got, like, 6-year-old kids running around with a fucking Walmart fucking $2 pellet gun, and you show up in that fucking thing?
Well, I was thinking about this, and I'm like, well, what if, like, Somalian pirates, like, raid my island or something? They're like, oh, look at this island. I don't know how Somalian pirates talk. But, you know, they're like, oh, look, an island. And they want to go, like, you know, be like, hey, let's go up in this island. And then I've got, like... 25 mech suits guarding my island, rigged with actual firearms.
Oh my god.
And it's got a smile cam on the inside, like a smile sensor, so when you smile, it shoots, which is really creepy. You can just imagine someone's like, yeah.
Hey, how's it going? Bitch.
You just got me thinking. Imagine, like, video games with porn titles. Titanfall.
What?
Titanfall.
What are you talking about?
Like, video games with porn titles?
So the pussy's tight so you fall down?
Sure, tight end fall.
Hmm. But, seriously, and then I'd have, like, a helipad and stuff there, so I could either, like, just, like, go to Florida and, like, take a boat there and stuff. But, I don't know. Yeah, I'd want to do fun things if I was rich, and that's one of them. Like, the mech suit. The mech suit is just so fun. You know? I'd want to, like, get that robot voice. Like, I don't know if you saw Jesse's Tumblr post.
I am made of metal.
I am made of metal. I can't do it, but I want to, like, have, like, a voice distorted thing there, so I'd be like, hey, what's up? But,
sound like fucking Google Translate.
Hey, what's up? So this, if you're the iPhone voice recognition is really good. Like, you know, I can just, I'm going to go open up a note, and I'm going to say something random to it through the voice, and it's, like, really accurate. So I'm gonna be like,
Joe is a commie piece of shit.
Joe is a communist person who should be taken out immediately, and he ruins my podcast. Shut up and listen, episode 9. Okay, let's give it a second. It's really good though, I like it. It's, you
can watch it be something right completely off balance.
Watch it be like, go watch Chris at youtube.com.
Do you still have me named specially in your phone?
You're MC Boomerang.
No, I mean, remember when you, what you had Siri call you?
Oh, yeah,
Joe's a piece of shit. Shit with no friends.
But never had a girlfriend. Oh, yeah. I don't know, I think that was my old iPod. Yeah, that's probably the iPod.
Dude, a mech suit with Siri.
God, I think it has something like that. I think it's got, like, boy, the kiss is taking a long time, but,
Mech suit with Google?
Mech suit with Google Glass in it.
Like, you may only fire machine gun. I'll just be like, you may only fire machine gun after activating Google Plus account.
God
damn it, Google!
You have to have a Google Plus to operate your mech suit. Like, when we're talking, we're gonna go raid North Korea with our mech suits.
You just pillaged a village. Would you like to share this with your friends?
You pillaged a village. Would you like to create a rap song now? But, we should
Dude, we could totally
raid North Korea.
Dude, we totally could. Speaking of fucking North Korea, dude, Kim Jong-un's getting his own damn video game, and I want to play it.
And we should, like, have, like, a hairpiece on our mech suit that's different than the hairstyle that he, like, forced everyone to have.
No, we try to blend in like that, like we wear the local attire and get the same haircut on the
like,
mech suit.
The mech suit has like North Korean clothing and the haircut and everything.
Like, I imagine them like seeing the mech suit and then like somebody there deciding they want to rip off the end scene of Spider-Man. So they get like this really lanky Asian guy in a Spider-Man suit. Put your mechanized paws in the air.
Oh, yeah.
I see it like Kim Jong-un's like salute, like he's out and about like saying hi to all of his citizens and he comes across us. Oh, hey, bro, you're a big pharaoh.
Okay, so I'll find you. Chinese guy. God, I feel
I'm surprised you got enough food. I hardly feed you people.
Okay. I don't, for some reason, I don't think, like, Kim Jong-un talks. Like, I can't imagine him talking. Like, I don't know if that's weird. I've never seen anything where he's talked. He doesn't just look like he's, like, he just always looks like...
He's a mute?
He's like... Hey! He says something like really high voice. Gosh, I'm gonna find a video sometime of him talking. That'd be pretty funny.
What if he was just telepathic and that's how him and Dennis Rodman communicated?
Dennis Rodman?
Oh yeah, I can't believe that. That's so weird. Dennis Rodman.
What?
Dennis Rodman's a basketball player and like him and... He's got like a friendship with Kim Jong-un. I don't know. So I'm gonna use some of this moves. Maybe we can...
Well, I'm looking that up right now.
Because
Dude, it's weird because you got this like 9-foot black tranny... Sitting at, oh, sorry, transgender. I'm going to get my ass reamed by every Tumblr feminist in existence. So you've got, like, 9-foot black transgender Dennis Rodman and fucking transvestite, and then you got little 4-foot Kim Jong-un. I want to see a video game starring Kim Jong-un and Dennis Rodman. That would be the best set game ever.
Better time than any to test out this move.
Make yourself look like a crackhead.
Like Spider-Man. Hey guys. Secrets have a cost.
And the Kim Jong-un game's a platformer.
I don't know. I look like I've got that messy do going on.
Would you like to hear an old monkey's tune?
I'd love to hear an old monkey's tune. One that we don't get out very often. Well, alright then. Let's give it
start playing it, Chris.
What?
The old monkey's tune.
Play the old monkey tune, and I got movie fingers.
Play Are You Mine?
Okay, hold on. Show some of my guitar skills. Let me get up close so I can see what I'm doing here.
Very poorly, I might add. Your hair's too long.
Yeah, it's too long to do anything.
So anybody that's still sticking around, do you give a fuck about Chris's hair?
No, I just...
Nobody cares about Chris's hair.
It hasn't been
Everybody should care
week.
About Chris's hair.
Kind of look like Johnny Bravo.
Dude, that's what my mom says about you.
When she's not talking about how much of a boner my hair has.
Yeah. What do you mean, virgin? Have you seen that? Have you seen that?
When they cast him for the virgin sacrifice?
Yeah, and he's like,
about to throw him in the volcano.
He's like, oh, dude,
what
she
do you mean,
say
virgin?
Virgin? Did she say virgin?
God, it's so creepy.
I love that old Cartoon Network cartoons got away with that stuff.
Dude, cartoons back in the 90s didn't fucking care.
Like that one Animaniac show? No,
oh,
I
yeah.
asked you to fingerprints. No.
Just for prints. I found prints. No. Fingerprints. I don't think he'd like that. And then what was, Hey Arnold, it was like, goddamn, what was that line? It was something about, well, Dad or Grandpa, why don't you go back and graduate or whatever? He's like, my brain isn't what it used to be. And he's like, oh, come on, Grandpa, of course you could go. No, or my, I haven't been the same, not since Woodstock.
Oh,
like, nobody cared. Like, nowadays, everybody'd freak out about that.
Okay.
Not really. A regular show gets away with some stuff. So is Adventure Time.
I think it's good the way it is.
Yeah, you've got that, like, you look like a cone head.
You kind of look like a rooster.
More so than I.
Take a selfie right now.
Okay, hold
but
on.
First, let me take a selfie.
On camera, hashtag podcast.
Let me tease it a bit.
Since we're showing things that nobody gives a fuck about, do you want me to show you my pulled groin muscle?
Oh, you're gonna say
something else. Yeah, so did I. Your pulled groin muscle?
We need more.
Groin. I don't know what the fuck I did. I just woke up one morning, my leg was all red, and I was like, what the fuck did I do?
Don't you mean growing?
Growing! This dick.
So, yeah, it's really hard to get a haircut for me, because my dad's a barber, so...
You want to go somewhere else, but you don't, because you're just like, you're going to feel bad.
If I had the money, maybe since I have a job now, I can go get it, like, professionally styled.
You know what you should do? You should just get, like, go to, like, a $5, like, barbershop, get your hair cut really badly, and then your dad will see it and feel so bad that he took so long to cut it, he'll just, like, always ask you to cut it from now on.
Well, like, I think that it'd be a good idea if, like, hairstylist places, they, like, charge, like, you can go in and then you could be, like, for $2, they'll just style your hair. Like, they won't cut it, they'll just, like, if you, like, have your hair, you can go in. My hair won't have anything at all in it at all, but they'll just style it for, like, $2. That's a good idea.
Straight razor, you pew.
Give it right back. When we get back, I'll
take this off. Oh, God.
Alright, now that the sex appeal's gone, I feel like we can talk about whatever the fuck we want to. Hey, look, the Indian's online.
He's going to be greeted to a message I sent him. Join the call.
He's going to be greeted. He's going to be fucking greeted to by Godzilla with his fucking "she's still sucking after he nutted" face.
I said join the call shirtless, since he likes Mitt.
Mitt. Every time you fucking did that earlier, I thought the fucking
call dropped.
Yeah, because you'd be like, I like Matt. I need water, because I'm a thirsty bitch! So how you doing, Joe?
Pretty good. My friend just asked me to do her homework. Said, will you do me a favor, because you're smart? Will you write an epitaph about Romeo for me?
The fuck's an epitaph?
I just said that. Between the podcast and Club Penguin, I don't know, my schedule's kind of packed.
Between the talk about Chris's job and his hair, this podcast really fucking boring. Is really fucking boring.
Still not the worst we've ever done.
Yeah, there have been worse, and there have been greats. Like the time Jesse was fucking play-by-play commentating the Farrah Abraham fuck tape.
That was great.
That's what we need to do. We need to rip audio from MMA fights and put them over porn.
Dude, sister, genius at work. Shut up.
Oh my god. So, apparently an epitaph is like a thing you put on a gravestone, like describing the person and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I just wrote Romeo, dead ass.
Okay.
Die, lived by the pussy and died by the pusher.
Hashtag podcast.
Okay.
Do the Spider-Man, like, web pose.
It doesn't even look like Spider-Man right now.
So?
Yeah. Can't even do it, like, correctly.
How you finger bitches!
God, imagine, like, what Gwen had to go through. Hey, can I try something new? Sure.
Well, because, like, the idea is, like, he's got super strength. Like, the only way he can activate the web shooter is because of his super strength. So I can just imagine he's in there like, hey, let me try something out. Bam! Completely obliterates her G-spot.
Oh my god.
It's gone.
Seals it up with his web. Okay, I'm done with this.
That's what... Dude, the bad thing is, like, organic Spider-Man's way funnier, because I always imagined, like, if he ran out of hand webs, he could just be like, ah, son of a bitch, hold on. What if that was it? What if Andrew Garfield Spider-Man...
He does have natural webs, but...
Well, no, like, what if that was the case? Like, he's like, fuck, it ran out of web... motherfucker.
I was like, gay, because it would make sense if, like...
I always liked, gay.
It makes sense if his web shooters were, like, some kind of pressure thing right here, so he can be, like, when he goes, like, ugh, like, it comes out, you know?
Yeah.
It can make sense, too. I just never understood, like, why you have to, like... Because I can't move pinky... Do it at the same time. The pinky goes down. It's just a mess. But yeah, I want to go see the IMAX.
What?
Spider-Man. IMAX.
It's worth it.
Yeah. I'll have like around $40 left over after I get everything paid that I need to, like gas, shoes, and stuff.
Next movie I go and see an IMAX, dude, is fucking Godzilla.
Because I think I don't know. I might get like Xbox Live card or something since I'm playing it more.
Yes. We still got to do a gaming podcast.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. We'll have to figure
out. We could do that later tonight.
No, not tonight.
No. Ain't no
night.
Fucking mood.
School night. But,
school. Drop out like we did.
Okay. There's,
just because we said so.
Also, I want to get shorts at JCPenney's, and also the movie. I have my wig. Okay, that'd be a better hair option. Do I have a comb?
So what about the rockin', son?
Oh, you want me to play?
Yeah.
I'm not good.
You mean the only other person?
I saw you turn your chair, I got afraid.
Why?
You should start playing Blackbird over and over again. I can play the most intricate of songs. Oh, shoot. I'm learning this song on piano, by the way. For my
what?
Piano.
God damn it.
Isn't that way, it's way faster than that, isn't it?
What?
The, well, it's what?
It's not that fast.
Yeah, it is.
No, because like, it goes doom, 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 doom.
Look it up, dude, it's way faster.
I can't play and sing at the same time, that is really bad. I can get on my piano, actually.
Who's the host of the call? Can somebody please call Haji?
Give him a fuck. Ah, fuck it, I'll do it. So, when did we go watch Spider-Man? It was like
2 weeks
the day
ago?
After. Yeah, 2 weeks ago we went to go watch The Amazing Spider-Man. And fucking, my dad's using the bathroom, and Jesse knocks on the door, because we were all hanging out before we went to the movie. And my fucking dad's like, "Oh, I'm sorry," and he comes out like 2 minutes later, and he's like, "All right, there you go, Haji."
Oh my god!
And
add Haji to the call.
Okay. He can do it now.
Yeah, call him.
I can
add him to the call. I just can't call him.
I lowered my seat.
Call him. Just push the call button, Chris. It's simple.
Where?
I added him to the call.
I get to tell me that.
Fine, you add him.
I'm trying to add him, but it won't let me.
Okay.
Oh, come on, Jesse. It'd be way funnier.
No one's good at playing the skin flute.
Hold on.
Godzilla's better. We could talk about the economic decline of our society. Fuck it. Whoa, shit, Chris, when did your incredibly hotter sister join?
I'm sorry, but you look so much like your girlfriend when you put on the wig.
The problem is here is I would want to fuck Chris if he were a chick.
You actually look... sad thing is you actually look more like Anna Kendrick now.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Need a Dude. Red wig now and you can reenact the fucking Little Mermaid sketch?
Do you really think I look like Jasmine?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna find
first time I saw you in a picture after I finally like knew what Jasmine looked like
I'll find a picture of me and her when she's wearing the wig. God, looks so weird. Looks like a child.
Dude, if you have got to let mom or somebody put makeup on you, just to see how chick you can look.
Maybe.
Chick? Don't you mean chic?
Huh. Jesus fuck.
Okay then. Dad jokes with Joe. Badoo-ksh.
I can't wait till I can be a dad someday. I'm going to be a dad someday.
I'm going to have a pair of twins and just name them Thing 1 and Thing 2.
Okay, there's me and her. She's got the wig on.
You can't even tell with her.
Yeah, I thought that was like her hair.
But the wig's crazy and her hair is a little smaller than that. What the fuck?
Chris should either be in the 1970s or... work, I don't know. You should be a barista, Chris.
What's a barista again?
Just go to Starbucks.
Like a Starbucks worker?
Yeah. Well, no, it's...
Hey, man, how do you want your latte? Hold on, I can complete this.
Do you have lipstick?
No.
Dude, you look like a girl with that fucking wig on. Are you Jesus Christ?
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Jesus, take the wheel! Kind of ironic that Jesus is wearing a Nirvana t-shirt.
Heaven's Nirvana, bro.
God.
Did you just get electrocuted?
No, it's the moose and then the...
It's like you were going to suck a good dude's dick and he thought you were a chick and then the wig came off.
Oh god, this might offend some people. Hey, Gino!
You offensive son.
No, it's okay. I have lots of Mexican friends. They say,
so that makes it okay.
They say stuff about me.
So it makes it okay with people you don't know.
Yes,
I still have a hairstyle. This is
it's like, hey, there's
it's
a
like
lot
saying
of...
the fact that I have black nephews makes it okay for me to say the N-word in public.
Hair or a wig?
Yeah, no, the difference is, Joe, you've got your hood pass.
From them.
Yeah.
In my own home. You
so,
can't pull that shit in public.
Still a hood pass.
At home.
Rock some J's, dude. That's all you need.
Oh, I made that joke in Jesse's Dark Soul video. He named his character Jay. I was like, oh, I get it, because nobody can step on you.
Ooh.
Why are your lips such girl lips?
And they're big, and girls are jealous of them.
All right, Skrillex, Jesus fuck.
You just kind of look like Weird Al.
God, this is terrible. I hate this.
You need to shave one half of the wig.
Hello.
Hey, you're modern-day Cole Sprouse.
I was going to say. Look like a founding father and shit.
I'm going to try and put my hair up. How do you put your hair up, like... Hello. I look like a lunch lady, God.
You look like you're wearing, like, a baguette on your head.
Just like, hello.
No one just looks demonic right now.
The lunch lady thing.
Oh, get a hairnet.
Now he just looks like Rihanna.
Julie Andrews.
Oh, that fucking Keeve Awesome parody.
Yeah.
That video was funny. It was I can't remember to forget you. I don't know, the title of that song is really fucking dumb.
You need to take a picture of yourself with like your SLR and then add like a really shitty filter. It's like, oh, the paparazzi caught me.
My lips are so big, God.
Like I said, dude, get some lipstick. I want to see how, like, girl, we can get you to look.
It focuses on me like, hey.
I imagine, like, Jasmine doesn't kiss you. She just tries to eat your mouth.
Well, most girls...
Hell, I'd want to fuck him.
You hear that, Jasmine? You got more competition than me.
Guess who's got the nicer ass, too, Bat?
That's debatable.
Yeah.
Jailbait. Chris is jailbait.
Let's go the rest of the show like this.
You should leave that one button.
You pop your collar, take off your pants, reenact that scene from, what was that movie?
Risky Business. You need a, what, salmon shirt? I don't know.
Is it the one that we tried to recreate, the Guitar Hero commercial?
Yeah, where I kept fucking falling on my ass.
Yeah, I remember that.
Or when you backstep in a thing of rocks and fall down when you're trying to hold a gun.
My god.
You need a fail compilation video of all your old videos, Noah.
That was really, like, the best one. There's really not... Well, the entire fucking video, as is a fucking fail compilation, okay? But no, like, seriously, me just tripping. Like, well, if you want to get some good shit, just film me 24/7. You're gonna get me doing dumb shit all the fucking time.
I need to, go back and do the Chris Parks videos. If you don't know, and if you're...
Well, summer's coming, so...
You're kind of a nerd. I don't like it being too hot, though. I want to do it before it gets actually, like, really hot, so I gotta do them quick.
Well, then you have to do it, like, now, because it's supposed to be a fucking scorcher all summer.
Well, so, basically, Chris Parks was a channel that I made back in middle school, like, you know, late 7th grade. And
your original channel.
Yeah, my original
channel. That was,
YouTube.
Like... And that I posted, was, like... During the rise of, like, Freddie W. and when, like, VFX
and that kind of stuff started getting relevant. And then I downloaded After Effects and I started working on there, so I figured out how to do, like, you know, basic special effects like guns and explosions and stuff. Not that well back in the day, but I'm better at them now. And, I used to do lots of action videos, and they weren't that good. They were better than some on YouTube, but they still weren't that, like, up to par with a lot of YouTubers.
I think the biggest thing he had going, like, his biggest disadvantage was, like, the lack of a good camera.
Hey, Jesse, turn on your webcam.
Jesse, I'm here. What?
Turn on your webcam.
Why does Chris look like he just did a whole bunch of crack?
Like, he's, dude, you're Robert Downey Jr.
Like, he did a whole bunch of drugs.
I was just thinking more of, like, Charlie Sheen.
You're looking Tony Stark in the first movie.
I was thinking Charlie.
You do.
Sheen.
You look like
Chris. Put
you look
the
like
leg
you
on.
Just don't want anybody to see your eyes. You look like you just got done sucking some mad dick in a parking lot for some
put
primo
that fucking
great
wig
stuff.
On. Wait until the wig's on, Jesse.
That's what the guy that he was
the
sucking
wigs
his dick
over
said.
There. It's all, like, tangled up in my fan right now.
Go get it.
Maybe at the end of the show.
Your other fans will wait. Go get it.
Okay, hold on.
I have a thermos.
Okay. Why do you have a thermos?
Turn on your video, Jesse, and then I'll
for soup.
I'll wear the.
When the fuck do you eat soup other than ramen?
Jesse, you didn't turn on your video?
To live? I can't find my webcam. I don't... They fired me from the webcam site, and they said no full frontal, and, well...
Yeah, it's like a bad...
You get a couple tequila shots, and yeah.
I feel like I'd be banned from Chatterbait if I ever wanted to get into that.
Dude, we should do a podcast on there one day.
Yes! I would do it. I would do a show on Chatterbait. I'm not.
No, you'd go full pickle in like 5 seconds. You couldn't have that.
What?
Full pickle?
Oh, like I just start out jerking it, and that what you're supposed to do on Chatterbait anyway?
Yeah, you gotta give him a little bit of a chase. What, Chris? Why?
Hey.
He looks like a chick.
And then I gotta set up my. You guys are making this a lot more difficult than it has to.
Whatever.
Dude, you know who he looks like? He looks like that,
It'd be at an angle.
I can't remember her name, but she looks like that one chick from College Humor. I'm trying to remember what video she was in, but he looks like one of the chicks from College Humor.
Dude, just make that a beard.
He looks like Jasmine.
We had a beard.
I said that!
I have a beard somewhere. It came with this.
Okay, I'm gonna be at like an angle, and it's gonna be weird.
Take your shirt.
I can't.
Off.
For some reason. Oh wait. Maybe I can like. Okay.
Not you, Chris.
We got this.
Anyway, so yeah, there are old action videos. I'll put a link somewhere. No, I won't. But you can go find. I'll put a link actually.
God damn down. It!
And just did action videos, and I want to recreate those, so that's what I'm gonna do.
Good though.
But good. Yeah, good quality, because I can do good quality now, because I got.
Well, are you gonna get like Are you gonna get all the people that were in them originally?
Yeah, same. I don't know. Some locations, like, I'm gonna change, like, you know. But it's just the same concept and everything for them. But I got this baby. I can do
them. Is it? Am I there?
Loading.
We're getting there.
Actually, yeah. Let me see if I can do anything about lighting. Oh, that's terrible.
It's okay. It's better.
Oh,
it's
that's
like
terrible.
An Oompa Loompa, but...
Now, is the point of the recreations to make them better, or are they gonna be just as bad,
no,
but
better?
Upgraded?
There's gonna be, like, good quality versions.
I have a huge thermos.
Lots of camera angle? What the
fuck? It's a really big thermos.
Are you sure that's just not like a super, like, super...
It says thermos on it.
Case?
So Jake in the NoobTuber video versus Reese?
God, that was terrible.
Are you going to have to wear the exact same outfit?
No, just recreate the video.
Like, I don't know.
Maybe there's a couple we should skip out on. Particularly that in ours, Chris.
No.
Ours, what? Okay. What are you talking about?
Yeah, my old
I'm
videos,
out of the loop.
My old videos, the action ones that I make, I want to recreate those, but in good quality. You know, with all the same people. How to
go
be
to the old
star.
House that you lived with.
How to be an action star.
Oh, yeah.
I have a video idea that I stole from Noah.
When you were guys were throwing your backpacks down and getting hardcore.
Yeah, should we tell that story before on the show, Noah?
I'm assuming
tell the story.
I feel like we have, all right, but
let's just go over.
I'm not entirely sure.
Alright, so I don't remember what really started it, Noah.
Well, I'm pretty sure what it was like in freshman year of high school, you'd come over during the mornings, like your dad would drop you off because of like work or some shit, like a half hour before school start, and you'd hang out with me for a little bit.
And then we'd go to school together, but...
And then we'd go to school.
There's that one, that was one morning.
What time
one
is
morning,
it? Hold on.
I was sick.
This camera's pissing me off.
And I'd forgotten to set an alarm or something, and I didn't wake up in time, and I woke up, but you already took off down the street, and I'm just like, maybe I'll come back in a couple of minutes, and then you were just like, ah, fuck you, you know,
yeah, I was mad. That started off, and then,
I think you were having a... I think something happened that day, too. Like, why? Like there was a reason why you were that pissed off.
Yeah, I don't remember. It was because that's what it was. Like, a lot of that was a blur. A lot of freshman year was a blur. A lot of my YouTube videos were a blur, too. That was a terrible camera. But, so then, then we did that, and then, you know, some other things were happening. A lot of stuff, a lot of, like, trash-talking each other and things. And it was stupid, and then it led to...
It was funny. Fun fact, Chris's first ever vlog was done during that period of time. It's no longer at his channel.
Yeah, good.
Talked about a Subway sandwich that he got on an old gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you know this?
I'm the only person that watches Chris's videos.
I don't remember that vlog. Like, I remember doing the vlog, I just don't remember what it entailed, other than talking about...
You talked about your lighting and the blinds behind you.
Me and Noah, we were scheduling a fight at school. Fight.
It was kind of one of those things that neither one of us wanted to participate in.
And Noah was coming off the high of the previous fight.
Yeah. Neither one of us really wanted to do it. It was just kind of like neither one of us wanted to say no. Like, we were both kind of hoping we were both just going to be like, no! And then leave it at that.
Yeah. And,
because we both would have gotten shit. Because of the school that we went to, we both would have gotten shit for not doing it.
Well, it was stupid, and then we would have hated each other even more afterwards, and it would have been bad. But, we didn't actually do it. It was just, went through backpacks down, you know, and...
I stole my backpack on!
Oh, yeah, I threw my backpack. I dropped mine. Where's your camera, Joe?
We have Spider-Man, and that's all we need.
So, because his webcam was shitty...
Oh,
this is better. This is more natural. Jesse came over. Oh my god.
This is the easier thing to do.
Okay, that's good. I was starting to think that.
Okay, so, what's the topic? What were we on?
You can't hear because I'm wearing headphones.
Just...
Right. But try it.
Too bad you didn't have my headphone splitter.
Don't sit on my lap, you fucking... The stool.
Where's the stool?
On my bed.
Oh. Joe shits on his bed?
Why is the stool on your bed? Because it was in my way earlier and I was got pissy.
I went Jesse Pinkman on my mom earlier. It was funny.
Okay.
Right. I fucking listened and I just heard my mom. She's like, Jesse? I was like, God damn it, he didn't.
Jesse, get a little more in the shot.
I'm not in the shot.
Yeah, it's, get a
little Make
more
you the shot.
Oh, babe.
Okay.
I was gonna say episode 9 of the podcast featuring Joe's forehead.
Why does he have the hammer?
So I can put the hammer down.
Anyways, so
you want me to put the hammer down?
The fight didn't go on. A lot of people were like, man, what the fuck? And like my friend Kendra, she's a senior, and you know, I was talking to her this year, and then I mentioned something about freshman year, and she's like, oh yeah, you were the one that was gonna fight that one guy and you didn't. I'm like, oh, people remember that? No.
Yeah!
People remember who Chris is?
He only has a semi-successful YouTube channel.
I, People keep recognizing
him.
That's the only reason anybody knew who I was freshman year of high school.
It's because of the fight with Chris.
I saw the girl that recognized me at the movie theater today at East.
Why were you at East?
They have a carnival thing every year, and I went there. And
he won their trophy.
I won. All right, so just you weren't here. Basically, there was a they were gonna have a water balloon contest, but they had to do it inside, so like a water balloon tossing contest. So we just did a tennis ball tossing thing, and then I did it with my old friend Bailey and stuff. And they'd have like the freshmen go, all the freshmen, you know, do their thing back and forth, and the sophomores, juniors, and seniors, so on. And it was up for the juniors, and then me and Bailey, we won that one. So then we set out, and then we went back to do it again. All the finalists, you know, they would go up against each other, and we actually won that one too. So we won that, and I won a trophy for the class of 2015.
Where's the trophy?
I won it for the school.
A white man comes over and takes another man's property.
And yeah, so basically they were like, "Man, you didn't even go here." And I was like,
"They said that?"
Yeah, a few people like there's like these girls with Jazzer that were like cheering us on, and so I'm like, "Yeah, yeah," which helped out a lot actually, because it's nicer when you have people cheering you on. And then they're like, "Wait, man, you don't go here?" And I'm like,
yeah. YouTube.com/ChrisJames.
No, Chris James, actually. Let's see. What's YouTube.com/ChrisJames? Someone I don't like.
Chris, I'm getting proud of you. You're starting to get a jawline.
I have a jawline.
You've never had a jawline.
Okay, Noah, give him the expression that Godzilla's making.
Okay, this is Godzilla's when you nut and she keeps sucking face.
I'm going to look that up real quick.
What?
YouTube.com/...
Yeah, this guy who posted a video like 8 years ago and he's got no subscribers. I'm over here with 201,
Pitch Black.
And I can't use my own video. I can't use my own name.
The fuck is Pitch Black? Yeah, boy.
What, you never heard of Pitch Black?
That's just the description.
He
yeah,
posted
boy.
In 2006.
Jesus Christ.
It's my nigga.
The son of the original G.
You couldn't get through that video for the longest time, like, get through it entirely.
I just remember on Bad Grandpa, there was, when he, like, they had a prosthetic dick me that was, like, stretchy, and then he put it, like, into a soda can machine and got it stuck, like, outside of a gas station.
He was like,
I need help, and then they're like, you can't get it out, and then he's like, oh, let me pull, and he'd, like, pull it, and it'd be like, and they'd be like, oh, and then this guy's like, no, man, don't do it. And
he'd like he would just stretch?
And then he'd like fall backwards and it'd be like hanging from like, whoa!
Stretch Armstrong, dick over here.
They were pumping gas. There was like these black guys pumping gas. Like, this nigga got his dick cut in the red hot machine. They're like so hard.
Oh, I still get it. It's like that dude at the movies. It's like, oh, I hate when that happens.
Okay, so I went to the movies with Joe and my then girlfriend. And she stepped on my shoes, and I'm wearing fucking loafers. And I'm like, dude, you just stepped on my J's, though.
Your kicks.
My kicks. And this...
This large African-American
gentleman. This large black dude just, like... I knocked the headphones out of your ear. I'm sorry, Joe. It was just like, man, I hate when that happens. He turned to me and just said that. And then he looked down at my shoes, and he was like, I retract that statement.
And
turned around.
And it made it even better that his shirt said Big Daddy Woo Woo.
You're
like, oh, I hate when that happens.
Some girl freshman year of high school said my shoes was Swift.
They were Swift?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that meant. I was kind of like,
Chris got new shoes.
They're fast. They were in style, but not no more.
These aren't my new ones. My new ones are at school right now. They're in my gym locker. I mainly got them.
Why would you do that?
Them for gym.
Why?
Who gets shoes for gym?
Who buys new shoes?
They're like athletic shoes, and I have no reason.
Who buys Nate
I haven't
brand?
Bought shoes specifically
Hold
for
on,
gym
no.
class.
No one made a great
school.
Point. Who buys name brand shoes for gym class?
Yeah.
Nobody. You
I have a job now. Shut your whore mouth.
You go to Kmart and buy a pair of, like, whatever they got.
I wanted shoes that would, like, help improve my gym performance.
Have they helped your gym performance?
They actually helped a lot. Like, it's a lot better.
This shit doesn't work like Teen Wolf.
You should buy the shoes with, like, the springs in the side of them that look like they're gonna make you jump higher.
You need light-up moon shoes.
Yeah! Like,
on volleyball day?
Like,
I
remember
would pay
kids,
so much
like,
fucking money to watch
a
basketball game.
And
like,
I
run fast
the shoes
now.
That I got, they're like, wholesale like Nike Air Max, so, like, they're not, like, the really high-up Nike Air Max, but they're, like, the lower tier of them. They were $45, And they're nice, but they're not, like, really, really nice. And they, like, they get the job done and stuff, but, like, people, they think that they're the really high-up Air Max. They're like, man, why are you wearing those at school? Man, why are you wearing those at school? I'm like, trust me, it's okay.
I remember it was either freshman or sophomore year, one of the years I actually went to school. And I was in gym, and I accidentally hit this, like, Hispanic chick with, a volleyball. He's stroking my face.
Yeah.
That's a really nice place. And I hit this, like, Hispanic girl with his volleyball, and, like, her face just turned beet red, and I was like, oh, shit. So I ducked behind a fat guy. She's like, who the hell just hit me with that goddamn volleyball?
Oh, my God.
She's like, I will have my cousin Ray Ray jump your ass.
Like, well, they were telling me, like...
Actual words she said.
I was talking to some people, because...
She's gonna watch this video and find out who you are.
By the way, I'm going for
class president. Yeah, she's gonna find out who my forehead is.
I'm going out for class president, 2015. So, if you go to Jefferson High School and you are in the class of 2015, vote for me.
And still watch.
And like, comment, and subscribe!
And also, and, but,
that should be your That should be your presidential slogan. Like, comment, and vote.
Like, I was gonna do my presidential speech. I could be like, and that's why I think I helped make the class of 2015 the best class in Jefferson High School. Also, I want to give a shout out to Lil Ray Ray Montreal.
No, dude.
Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, no, your presidential speech should be, all right, are there some people that I want to thank? thank you, arms, for being at my side. Thank you, arms, for always being at my side. Thank you, legs, for supporting me. Thank you, hips, for not lying.
So there's, like, a pilot for a new show on ABC, and I guess it's, like, based in My Fair Lady, if you know what that is. It's, like, a play and a movie from, like, the 30s or whatever. But it, like, has this, like, Scottish girl playing an American actress, and, like, she's, like, famous on social media and stuff, and I guess somebody's trying to teach her to be a better person. And there's just, like, this really nice, like, black lady at her desk every morning, and her, like, teacher's trying to be, like, ask her, how are you? Do you even know the first thing about this woman? Turn her name tag around. She's like, what's her name? She's like... and then the lady said, my name's Charmonique. She just turned, in my defense, that's not a real name.
What? Hey, that's one of my... Yeah, I've had one of those.
Perfect enjoyment until you've been over at my house when the Maury Povich show's on and all the names pop on with my mom. What is that? Like, she'll sit there for 20 minutes trying to pronounce one name.
You're getting so many likes on that status.
I know!
Oh my God.
Never do that again!
My videos don't really get any likes on Facebook anymore. Like, it's like, the reason I post them on Facebook, like, with a link to my YouTube is because I want people just to watch them. I don't care about the views and stuff in a sense. But, like, I just want to make sure people are watching them and you don't get to see them. So if I post it on Facebook, it's really easy for someone to watch. But, yeah, lately people don't watch. So it kind of saddens me. And I'm getting less and less. But as summer goes on, you know, you get less views during the summer unless you, like, have a big fan.
Dude, you just see Noah earlier. He's getting Godzilla to give him a head. Show him again.
Shit, fuck. Wait, fuck, shit. Goddammit. Yeah, there we go.
God, so I'm Breaking Bad. I'm like Breaking Balls.
I love Forced Perspective so much.
I hate myself right now. I ate an entire lasagna by myself.
You're gonna say forced sex at first.
I'm too much McDonald's and stuff. Now that I have a car, like I am, like tonight.
Your ass bleed yet?
Nope. But
then you haven't eaten too much McDonald's.
Like, gosh, I'm just tired of McDonald's now.
You need to mix it up. Go to Burger King.
Yeah. I don't like Burger King anymore. They're always so bad.
No, they're expensive. Go to the one by Cherryville Mall that's outside of it. They're really good. They're always, like, really quality.
Plus, they have a play place!
The one down the street from us, or, like, well, a few blocks over or something like that, God, they're so bad. I shit you not, one time they didn't have burgers. They were out of hamburger meat.
That is so fucking place!
I fucking kid you not.
We went there, and they're like, sorry,
we don't have any Whoppers right now. Like, what? We don't have any...
What is this, King?
They run out of stuff. One time they ran out of tomatoes, a lot of the time they just run out of stuff.
They ran out of hopes and dreams as soon as they discontinued the chicken fries, am I right?
I don't know how they're still open. I really don't.
We don't got burger meat. Aren't you guys with that burger?
You're a burger joint. We got chicken.
We got joints too. If you're looking.
Supervisor about that.
Well, I heard some story about some girl wanting to like a McDonald's with her kid or something, and one of the workers there was high AF, and she accidentally left a bag of weed in a Happy Meal.
Talk about a Happy Meal, like, I was thinking about this earlier today, like, my chemistry teacher was talking about doing some kind of, I wasn't paying attention, but doing some kind of, you can do some kind of chemical reaction with, like, soft drinks and some sugar, something, I don't know, where you, like, mix some certain thing together, and then, I don't know, it's like, she's like, it might get you kicked out of the McDonald's, though, and then I was thinking, I'm like, tell my teacher, eat there. It is really hard to get kicked out of a McDonald's. Like, have you seen, like, clips of, like, things that go on in those places? Like they make these ladies
one
ran
bitch.
There, and she was, like, robbing it, and, like, the guys were, like, sitting there, like, hey, what do we do? Like, do you just throw fries at her? I don't know. What do you get her?
Who saw that one about that?
There's an entire town that accidentally branded condoms as balloons and posted them in their Happy Meals as toys.
Who's seen that video of that black dude on bath salts walking into the McDonald's butt-ass naked and his dick's like fucking a foot long and it's just smacking the inside of his knees and he gets on the counter and shit?
I saw this one where this
it's guy like an elephant trunk down there.
This guy was on bath salts.
Gary Coleman.
Sat in front of like a Target, just like took off his clothes and just like stood there and people were walking around and like, okay. And then the workers come up and they're like, hey, sirs, what are you doing? He's like standing like, and he started going crazy and running around everywhere, and then he left.
Last time was one of this guy had like an entire like desktop computer set up at McDonald's. It's like I don't know what he was doing, but he had just had an entire setup at McDonald's.
Yeah, so on Tumblr. Did you see that on Tumblr?
I have a picture on my phone of this dude that brought a laptop to McDonald's, and he's just sitting there furiously watching Doctor Who, not looking away from the freaking computer. He's just watching the episode and ordering it.
I wish that, like, because my chemistry class is really chill, and you can almost do whatever in that class and stuff, and I'm really comfortable with everyone in there. I wish I would have, like, you know, been more comfortable with them earlier in the year, because I would have started making videos in that class, because, like, just the things I can do in that class, like, I want to, like, bring a blender and do, like, kind of like what Bad Grandpa did. I want to make margaritas, but I think, like, a smoothie or something. Because, Bad Grandpa, there was this part where he went, because basically the whole movie, it's just a plot, but they get reactions off of real people and stuff. So, like, part of the plot was he went into a bingo place and big bingo place full of lots of people. And there was a lot of old people, and he was, like, sitting there. And then he, like, pulled out his bag, and he's like, hey, I'm making a margarita. Anyone want a margarita? And then he, like, got the blenders, like, right in the middle of this bingo thing going on.
I think a really good... Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, and then I think it's, like, it'd be funny if just, like, sitting there with eyes and, anyone want a smoothie? Just, like, things like that would be fun to do in class.
I think it'd be really funny to go into, like, get, like, really good makeup like that, and, get dress up as an old man and go into, like, different gas stations or just wherever you can buy booze and see if they card you.
Well, like,
I want this bottle of vodka.
For some reason,
like, okay,
be,
sir, here you go.
Salts, he reminded me, there's this guy, his name's Chris, and, he's, like, black, but he's really weird, and I don't know, like, he's kind of new, and he was in my gym class, probably not, but he's in my piano lab, and he, it's like he's on bath salts or meth, I don't know. And, you know, he goes walking across like,
man. Is he the type? Is he the type of guy to slob some dude's knob?
Probably. But he'll like come on the piano, like he won't come on the piano, but he'll like I'm doing it.
Oh my god.
You did get a knob slob.
Earlier, I think I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast or if I mentioned it before now about the Jesse's Dark Souls playthrough.
No.
At the very beginning, he's making his character.
Oh, yeah!
And he's like, alright, I'm gonna make my character a man, because I, like, and realized what he said, and he's like, anyways, and I just started laughing really, really hard.
But, anyways, this guy is so weird. I'll be sitting there, and I'll be on my piano, and then he'll look over and be like, hey, bro, what this dude, and then he'll, like, click, like, PT, and he'll be like, listen, he'll be like, bro, oh, man. And I'm like, this is the piano, and then he'll, like, be sitting over there, and he would have headphones, so you can't hear, like, what he's saying. But, you know, he'll be like, like, dancing and, like,
he's rocking some Beethoven.
And then, like, he'll always, like, talk to girls. Like, he talked to this one girl, and then, where he was like, he's like, hey, can we listen to this? And she's like, no. He's like really weird, and like I had my Pink Floyd shirt on. And he's like, "Yeah, bro, Pink Floyd, yeah." And he like gave me some like handshake thing, and he's like, "Yeah, And he's like, well, walked away.
This is an ordeal.
I bet the inside of his locker looks like Tony Montana's desk from the end of Scarface.
I recently just now found my locker where it is and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't needed it. I don't use my locker and stuff. But like, I was just curious.
2 years I was at that school, I never used the locker one time.
Like, yeah, neither did I.
I have my one locker that was on the second floor that I never really used. I used it a few times in the past, but then I have my locker that I now recently have. It's on the other side of the cafeteria, and by the kind of on the special gets all right. And
Booby!
It's nice down there. It's actually secluded. And not-
Jesse's told that story. He's had to have.
Yes.
What? Yeah, I told that story.
Oh my god.
The problem with the lockers at Jefferson is, like, it's such a giant school. Like, that fucker's enormous. And the lockers are, like, all over the fucking place. So trying to get anywhere, like, in the 5 minutes that you get from...
Let's just say you're lucky if you get a locker on the second floor hallway, because the lockers are huge.
Walking in those fucking hallways is like herding sheep. Like, they don't want to move. Nobody ever wants to move.
God, herding sheep. Okay, that's pretty good.
What?
Jesse, he's muting him. He's going to make Jesse say something. Look at the reaction. Come on, Jesse, suck my dick. Come on, man. Come on, Jesse, it would be awesome.
No, I covered myself because I said something that I shouldn't have said.
What? You fucking bastard.
What?
Mute again.
I'm assuming this is either something like racist
what?
Or our talk
what?
About...
What?
I didn't say it on the podcast.
he's gone.
Where are you going, babe? Get back.
Hey, what's going on?
I'll tell you what I said.
Put it in the chat. Wait, no, Chris, can you check it out without it?
It won't see. It won't see you.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I think
what are you looking at?
We're gonna keep it a mystery.
Guys, I think the show's coming to a wrap. We're about hour and 10 minutes.
That'll be the mystery of the podcast.
Okay, well, hope you guys enjoyed.
To Yu-Gi-Oh!
They're usually not this bad, and go watch my new videos, and yeah, bye.